Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome.
I see skies of blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. We are actually joined now by Karen from Natural Alternative. Good morning, Karen.
Patrick, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm well.
All right. So I want to get right into it. I've been talking the past couple of weeks in regards to getting ready for that lawn, that fall lawn care. And it's one of the big topics we want to discuss today. Because they're, you know, although we haven't had as much heat, we still had a bunch of rain. The sun has been out, compacting the soil, doing those things. And we want to make sure we can recover from those summer months. And there's a number of things we can be doing, correct?
That is correct. And like you commented, fall is a great time of the year to restore your lawn from any damage it's had over the summer. So whether you've had a lot of rain or there's areas where there's been high heat and little rain, lawns are in need of repair. So during this time, if you can do it or if you can find a company who can, we recommend aerating your lawn. So using a core aeration, it involves pulling soil plugs out of your lawn, and this allows nutrients, air, and water to get down into the root zone. And those plugs of soil, they will break down and they'll decompose over time, releasing beneficial nutrients back into the lawn. Now, core aeration will also help to reduce compacted soil. So everything that's going on this summer, that's going to help your lawn not be so hard and compacted. And running an aerator is hard work. I've never done it. I've seen it. It would probably kill me because it's very hard. So if you can't do it, look for a reputable company like Natural Law of America that can help out. And if you do it yourself, it's recommended to aerate in a couple of different directions. So you're getting plenty of holes to allow these nutrients to get down into the soil. And core aeration in the fall every couple of years is probably one of the best cultural practices you can do for your lawn. And then once you've aerated, that's the perfect time to overseed your lawn. And it's very important to use a quality grass seed. So Natural Alternatives grass seed, you can be sure you are buying quality grass seed. We work with our vendors. We work with the seed companies out in Oregon to make sure that the seed that we're purchasing is high-quality seed. The seed that we use ranks high in the seed trials for drought tolerance, brown patch resistance, and color. We offer seed that does not have weed seed, so you can be sure that when you're using our seed, you're not introducing other types of weeds into your lawn, because that's going to have additional problems to pop up later on. And we also like to purchase last year's seed because over time it has a coating that breaks down, and that's going to allow for faster germination. So if you look at our website at natural-alternative.com, you'll see different types of grass seed that we offer, and these can be used in any cool season lawn. Our cool season Cadillac is our bluegrass blend, and it offers a deep, dark color. It works well in full sun, but it also has a longer germination time, so you have to be aware of that. The Iron Man grass seed, it's a wonderful variety. It has tall fescue grass seed in it. It has ryegrass and bluegrass. So it works well in the mid-Atlantic area, all the way up north, and even out into the western areas. And people love this blend because of its versatility. We always seem to be running out of the Iron Man. Our Jumping Jack grass blend is a ryegrass blend, and it germinates quickly. The Made in the Shade works very well in shady areas, but it also works well in some areas that get sun. And this will typically have a deeper green color, and the blades of grass are usually a little finer. And our new breed is our Tall Fescue Blend. A lot of times people call that like a sun seed. It does well in sunny areas. And many of the varieties in the Tall Fescue Blend can be found in other blends because of their excellent performance. And when you're seeding, we always recommend that you use a starter fertilizer. So the natural alternative recuperator will provide the nutrients, including phosphorus, to help get those seeds established and get those roots developing. Plus, it's enhanced with fertilizer to aid in strong roots. And then if you're going to go ahead and seed your lawn this year, if you go to our website, natural-alternative.com, under our Know and Grow library, there's some good articles that will provide tips to help get the most out of seeding and aerating. They'll talk about, you know, how to prepare your soil, how to water, how to apply, and what kind or what how much seed to put down per certain area. And it just gives you a lot of things to do. And I think one of the most important things to do when reading this is looking at, you know, watering, you know, how much do I water so I don't overwater, but make sure that you're getting the right amount. So there's definitely some good articles on our website, and we encourage you to check that out.
Definitely. That Know and Grow library has such great information that it just keeps... You guys keep adding to it, keeps adding a lot of the details that we need to keep on going with our garden. And as you said, some of those grass seed blends, some of the best out there. I love that you guys are so involved in getting them, the right blends for your mixes. It makes a lot of difference when it comes to what you put down and where. So it's definitely worth it. Now, you know, sticking with the lawn, that type of thing, you know, we want to talk about lime and sulfur. You know, two different products, but there are products that can help the lawn this fall as well, correct?
Oh, absolutely. So soil amendments can be applied any time of the year as long as your soil is not frozen. So a lot of times if you get your soil tested, you might see that, you know, you need to just apply a maintenance application to keep your soil in that normal or neutral pH range. If it requires higher amounts of lime or sulfur, you can divide this the amount up over time. So you can actually apply your soil amendments spring, summer, and fall to help get that number to where you need it to be. So soil amendments are important because they're going to help keep that pH level at an optimal level, and this keeps the nutrients from being bound up, and they're going to be more readily available to the plant. Our sulfur and lime are enhanced with fertilizer, so you're actually giving it a little more help to try to get those nutrients available and to be able to be taken up into the roots. So lime and sulfur are very important in your lawn care program, and it's why we brought on the lime and sulfur and added the fertilizer to it.
Yeah, adding the fertilizer to all the, you know, those products is just that added benefit. And, you know, we've obviously in New England had tons of rain. And to me, a lot of the nutrients have started to either get compacted or gone away because of, you know, that amount. So this is a good time to do some of that, you know, that liming and sulfur. But it is also a good time to, take a look at getting a soil sample done. So you can kind of make sure you're getting the right. And as you said, we can do it throughout the growing season, the right amounts. But want to make sure we know those things. And you guys do soil samples through the website as well.
That is correct. And, if you do a soil sample this year and, we come back and give you some suggestions and recommendations, we would advise you to take another soil test in like 2 to 3 years just to see how the nutrients, the adjustments that you're making are playing into what's going on into the soil. So, it's good to take one every couple of years just to, make sure that things are adjusting well and we don't have anything else going on or anything else needs to be tweaked.
Definitely. It's definitely worth it. We had a couple people earlier. I was talking about doing that so that they can be ready for the future here. So it's a good thing. Now, we've talked about the protolyzer. It's in a lot of the fertilizers that we put down. It's not a fertilizer. But I want to discuss that on the other side of the break because we're gonna hit a break here, and we can discuss a few other things to wrap up our conversation. We have pretty cool, trying to see some of the harvest out there. So we'll talk about that as well. We do have to take a break for everybody else. The phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Right now we are talking with Karen from Natural Alternative. And I started to touch base a little bit on Protolizer. It is a great product to use to recover from the summer, right? And we've had a good amount of heat, and there's just been a lot of rain, but a lot of things have happened. So Protolizer is a great thing to be using to help protect our plants and get them back and going. A lot of people know about the Protolizer, but I'd love to just hear about it a little bit more so our listeners who don't know about it can hear it.
Absolutely. So like you mentioned earlier, Protolizer is not a fertilizer. I always refer to it as like vitamins and probiotics that you're using to help keep your body healthy. It's our beneficial soil microbes, and we have billions of beneficial microbes packed into this product. And it's really neat how they work is because, you know, it does have a 3-year shelf life, and they'll still continue to work. But as the microbes die off, they'll become a food source for the other microbes that are there. So it's a continual chain of how these things will continue to grow and live in the soil. And we want to recommend that you use Protolizer on any plants that may be suffering from summer weather. So, you know, we've had high heat, so there's stress there. We've had a lot of rain, so there's a good chance that, you know, you might be seeing some disease activity pop up. So the Protolizer will go into the soil. It's going to help to keep your plants healthy. It's going to keep those microbes in the soil around the root zone. They're going to colonize around those roots, and they're going to help to give your plants a better response to all the stress that it's under. It's 100% organic. It is OMRI listed, and if you're seeding, it's going to help to speed up germination. It does help to, you know, decompose organic matter. It reduces pesticide residue that's in the soil. It does help to get those nutrients more readily available and into the plant. So it's going to help to get the nutrients into the plant. It contains humic acids. It's got vitamins. It's got kelp. It's got natural sugars. And it also has Trichoderma, which is going to help to fight off the stress and the bad pathogens that are in the soil that become active under these environmental changes we're going through. So we offer it in a 6-ounce container and a 4-pound container for the people that have a large garden or more plants that need to be taken care of. And that can be found under the grow section of our website.
Awesome. Such a great product. And this is the time of year to be using it to get our plants ready for winter, get them ready for the next season and all the changes as you described here. Now, this time of year is, you know, the time where we're harvesting from the garden. And you have something pretty cool that you shared with me that I'd love for you to share with everyone here.
Sure. So garden to us is very important. To me, it means that I'm providing fresh vegetables to my family. It's not something I'm buying from a store. I know that when you grow your vegetables, they taste better than what you get in the store. Plus, you know what's been used on your plants. You know, you don't know what kind of pesticides or who's touching it. So I always try to grow a garden for a family. I can tomatoes and peppers that goes into salsa and spaghetti sauce that we use throughout the year. Plus, I slice up and chop up peppers and freeze them so it's easy to throw into a casserole or chili or something I'm making so I don't have to make sure I have peppers on hand because they're in the freezer. So we always use the all-purpose plant food and fertilizer on our garden, and our garden does really well at producing vegetables. So it goes into when I was growing up, I like to share the vegetables. We would share our vegetables with family and our neighbors, so I'm sharing them with our family, friends, and our coworkers. So this year at Natural Alternative, we've been talking about, what we can do to promote the all-purpose plant food and fertilizer. So people that have ordered it, if you go to our Facebook or Instagram pages, we're running a contest. If you've used any of our plant food products or fertilizer, please post a picture of your harvest of your plant on there and in our comments section, and we're going to give away a free Bugs and Bloom bundle.
Oh, that's pretty cool stuff, definitely. And I know you got to use the hashtag Natural Alternative Harvests. Pretty cool stuff. Karen, as always, I appreciate it. You have a great rest of your day.
You too, Patrick. Take care.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
USA News Update. Officials in Maui say the death toll from the Lahaina wildfire is now up to 93. Maui Police Chief John Pelletier, speaking at a press conference last night, said search crews were using dogs to look for remains in the wreckage and that only 3% of the destroyed area had been covered so far. A Georgia DA could bring her case against former President Donald Trump to a grand jury as early as tomorrow. District Attorney Fannie Willis said recently she'll likely issue indictments sometime this month. The Kremlin claiming Russian forces shot down 20 Ukrainian drones over Crimea. The Russian Defense Ministry said it also stopped a pair of missile strikes on the bridge connecting Crimea to the Russian mainland and claims to have killed hundreds of Ukrainian troops during heavy fighting yesterday. Corey Myers, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I know that Nathan said Bob was still on the line with us. So we want to get back to him. Bob, you back with us?
Bob, are you there?
If not, that's okay, too. I know that I apologize because right before we went into the segment with Karen, my headphones got stuck in the wheel of my chair, and when I tried to remove them, it was two pieces. So I lost all that. Have a new set in, older pair. I'm hoping they got the information across. But as I said, with that white Cherokee Princess Dogwood, it looked like it had a lot to do with scorch because I wasn't seeing any disease or anything along that. So I just wanted to bring that up and go from there. And if you have more questions, Bob, reply to that email and we can... we can go over it a little bit more. So hopefully that can help out if you have those questions. In the meantime, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Plenty of time left, about an hour and a half left in the show, so plenty of time to get some question and answers for you. It's going to be a beautiful day, warm, but it's a good day to get out there. Meantime, we do have another call, so let's get into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Sherry's in Yarmouth.
Sherry, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
About Sherry. An apple tree that I purchased.
Okay.
It
It's an espalier tree, and each lateral is a different kind of apple. Before I plant it, what is a mature tree going to look like? Like, will it get taller? Will the trunk get bigger or just the laterals? What should I expect for growth? How will it grow?
Well, so normally an espalier type tree will get to be about like 6, 8, maybe 10 feet tall.
Oh.
And it might get about the same width, right? Just the reason for this is just how it's grown. It's a dwarf. It's they've taken usually dwarf styles and put them on there so that they can do multiple things. One, they're going to pollinate each other. Some of them might be self-pollinating, but the thing about it is having multiple apples on there will attract more pollinators to help with it. So I think that, you know, basically we're looking at a 8x8 or 10x10 shrub, right?
Okay.
And, you know, you're probably going to have to help prune some of it to keep it that way here and there, but the majority of it's probably been already trained to do that, right? So, you know, look for sucker growth, look for a few different things. The sucker growth is going to be that very vertical branching, right, that comes right out and does like a 90-degree turn and goes straight up and down.
Okay.
Some of those are not going to benefit the plant. They're water sprouts. They're taking away the nutrients that's needed for the rest of the plant. And we want to make sure that, you know, there is a little bit of space in between, but they can eventually grow into each other without an issue. You just need to try to, you know, train them a little bit here and there.
Okay. Yes. That explains a lot for where I positioned the tree on my property, because I didn't know, will it grow high, will it grow wide, but I think what I hear you saying, it will be like, it will grow equally in height and width to a max probably of 10 feet.
Yeah, I mean, it could get a little bit bigger, but based on the, you know, the knowledge I have, it's usually 8 to 10. Might stay a little bit smaller, but it's definitely worth it. Now, when you do plant it, make sure you give it, you know, I would use the Biotone starter.
Yes, I have that.
Use the Biotone starter and mix it into the soil. And use, you know, some good compost, etc. But don't use too much. It doesn't have to be a 50-50 mix. Maybe like a 30-70 mix. 30 compost, 70, you know, original soil there.
Okay.
You know, and just make sure you take care of it. Help it, help it get established. That Biotone's really going to help it.
Okay.
And continue to water it while you're, you know, throughout the season. And that's going to really help establish it for next year.
Okay. It, quite frankly, already has the apples on it.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah, that isn't that bizarro?
Yeah.
Well,
so they take a number of years to get them espaliered like that.
Oh,
right?
That must be why.
And so it can be on to that point where they're probably 7+ years, because it can take about 7 years for some of these, depending upon the variety, to really get a good amount of fruit for you. So just, you know, keep that in mind. I think it's a good spot already.
Do you think that I should, do you think it still needs to have supports?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Depending upon some of it, sometimes it can get big. It, you know, if it gets to that 10 foot by 10 foot, the supports are only going to kind of help it along, especially if we have, you know, windy seasons, etc.
Yeah.
It probably comes with a trellis already, right?
It did, yes.
What I would do is keep that trellis on there and not remove it.
Okay.
Right, because I think that's going to help the support system when it starts out. I think it's only going to benefit you long term with it.
Okay. I had expected that I would have to build a trellis. So do I need a central for the a support for the trunk or a base basically am I building something for the laterals, to support the laterals?
All for the laterals. All for the laterals.
Both? Are you saying both? I missed something, Patrick.
So I would say just all for the laterals, not for the trunk, really. I mean, you could do something to the point where, you build almost like a trellis out and have supports on the ground coming up on the however wide it is, so it just supports it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
So that one side's not heavier than the other or top heavy, just to support it. I think, you could also be putting it up against a building, right?
Yeah, I'm not. I'm going to put it, there will be nothing around it.
Okay. So, I mean, you can definitely get something built that will fit in, look into the area like natural, because it will grow through it. But I think it is worth doing something to support those laterals, because they can, you just don't want them to get too heavy, especially if they have a lot of fruit.
Ooh,
and start
yeah.
to break off of that center trunk.
Yes. Very good idea. So thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you. That's my question, and I'm so delighted that I got to speak to you today, Patrick. Thank you.
Awesome. You have a great rest of your day, Sherry.
Thank you. You too,
Thank you.
Patrick. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour and 15 minutes, plenty of time. If you have some questions, we'll be here to help you out and do everything we can to make you successful in the garden. It's definitely a good time of year to be doing some work in the garden. Again, we're a couple weeks away from that fall feel. We're starting to see some of the nighttime temperatures drop a bit and getting to that point where it is cooler at night, which means our plants will focus more on their root system than pushing new growth. So it's definitely, pretty close to that time frame, right? We're getting to that fall time frame, but we're not there yet. We're just close. So definitely be thinking about what we can be doing. Start planning some of these things now, because we need to be ready when that cool season hits. It's very close. Very close to that time frame. So something to be keeping our mind on and saying, all right, we're going to do some new things. We're going to add this. We're going to add that. We want to be ahead of it. What do we want to do first? What's the project we want to hit? And we've talked a lot about lawns, but maybe it's getting into some of the gardens. Maybe it's, thinking about cleanup eventually of the veggie garden. And you've probably heard me before say this, but let's think about what we're going to do at the end of the season. Are we going to just rip everything out? Or are we just going to cut everything down to very low on the ground? Right? So I think, and I want you to look at it this year and say, I'm just going to cut the veggies down. I am not going to rip out the root system, because by leaving the root system in there, it's keeping the microbes, the fertilizers that you've been using, into the soil where they belong. It keeps them there till next season, so we're not starting fresh with our fertilizer. Now, there's a garden writer by the name of Jeff Lowenfell, who came up with a lot of this information about working with microbes in the soil. And he states that by doing this, you're keeping those microbes in the soil. The microbes work with your root system beneficially to get there. You spend all season fertilizing every couple weeks, doing everything you can to be successful in the garden. But at the end of the year, most of us just rip everything out and start over. But why do that when all those microbes are still there? Just because the plant is not, the root system is in there, and it will be growing for, you know, parts of the rest of the season. So at the end of the season, I want you to look and say, I'm not going to rip everything out. I'm just going to cut it about an inch from the ground, get rid of the branching, the leaves all over the place, put them in a compost pile, but I'm going to leave the root system intact because it's going to help those microbes develop into next year. And when I plant next year, I've already got a head start. So it's definitely something I want you to think about as we get closer to that fall time frame where our gardens are going to be taken out, right? What are they going to do? You know, think about maybe adding, you know, the leaves from the yard, putting those over the top, keeping it in there, and those will break down and eventually become compost for your garden by adding that organic material. So these are some things to be thinking about now as we move forward so you're ready for it and you're not, you know, jumping to a conclusion when it comes time. Anyways, we're going to take a break. Phone number is 855-660-4261. Be back in a few.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
How many products does it take to protect over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants from pests? Just one. Introducing Fruit, Citrus, and Vegetable Insect Control from Bayer Advanced. Formulated for use on over 100 types of edible fruit, citrus, and vegetable plants. Just one mix and pour application kills insects and prevents new infestation all season long. Take the guesswork out of protecting your edible garden. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. I'm going to get right into the phone lines. We got a few on there. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Kay is in Lowell.
Kay, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I'm calling you regarding high bush blueberries that are in my yard, but they've been there for over 30 years.
Gotcha.
Now, they're at least 7-8 feet tall. And I've been bringing them down about a foot in, each year just to keep them from poking through the wire fencing that surrounds them.
Okay.
But I'd like to bring them down to 36 inches off the ground. I only have six bushes, but I was wondering would I do a lot of damage in that regard because there are a lot of young growth lower.
Mm-hmm. Well, so when it comes to the high bush blueberry, at some point... Right, certain branching isn't producing fruit like always. It's the younger couple year branching, right, that will do it. So by getting rid of some of the bigger pieces, it will help. You know, where you can really cut it back to that 36 inches. But you're going to want to do it in the late winter, early spring. Okay, so it's going to be a little bit of a reduction in crop.
That's okay. Right?
but eventually this rejuvenation will happen to it and push a lot of new growth and a lot of new buds and blooms. So it's definitely something where you could cut the bigger canes back to about 3 feet without a problem. Just you want to do it, like I said, late winter, early spring.
Okay.
Okay, and you want to leave some of the that new young part of the plants, you know, that 1 to 3 year old branching. Yes. That's where eventually that's going to be your best fruit. Right? You do want to keep some of the ones that have been there for, you know, 3 to 4 years. But some of what you're also doing is thinning out the blueberry, right? You're okay. Thinning out some of that blueberry to get it to the point where, it has some airflow, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you take a look at online, just, like a how-to when it comes to pruning, the blueberries. There's a number of, I'm trying to find it while we're talking. There's a number of sites that have like pictures of which ones you should pull and what it kind of looks like as you prune it. It's actually really cool to see. You basically are taking early in the season a lot of the excess branches and pruning those out and basically making a few tall shoots from it. You can see in some of the pictures, it'll show you, you know, some of those offshoots in the lower part you're thinning out anyways, because the airflow is actually going to be very helpful. There's even a couple photos online that will show you, you know, a typical branch structure and which ones to prune versus which ones not to prune.
Okay.
It's actually, I like looking at them because you can kind of see like what before looks like and after without actually doing it. It gives you just kind of idea what to look for when you're pruning. So I definitely would recommend just typing into Google high bush blueberry pruning. Just to see some of the images, and you, once you see it, you'll understand what I mean. Sometimes seeing it before you do it, it is going to make a world of difference. You might think that you're doing way too much, but pruning a high bush blueberry in the spring and thinning it out actually benefits you long term and just rejuvenates that plant 100%.
That's great. Thank you very much.
No problem, Kay.
Thanks.
You have a great one. Bye-bye.
You too.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll get back. It'll be the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get to some more of the phone calls we do have on the line. So those on the line, I appreciate you hanging with me. We'll be taking that break again. Number 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.